When assessing a patient's fitness to drive, doctors have to spend a significant amount of time going through guidelines and regulations in order to make the correct decisions. We at the University of Jyväskylä have created a cognitive solution that goes through regulatory documents issued by the Finnish Transport Safety Agency and compares them with the patient's medical reports, with the aim of aiding doctors in the evaluation of the patient's driving fitness. As a demonstration, we will now conduct a search on a sample of medical reports which were generated for this purpose. Here, we select the patient whose medical reports we wish to analyze. Medical ontologies serve as a basis for detecting mentions of clinical findings within the unstructured text of the medical reports, which in turn are used to query the annotated regulation documents. Relevant sections are then presented to the user. The solution highlights medical terms in yellow when content related to them is found in the reference documents. Medical terms that were not mentioned in the reference documents are highlighted in gray. When we click on a keyword, the solution presents us with the section of the medical reference document to which this medical term is relevant. The percentage solution dramatically speeds up the process of evaluating the driving fitness of patients. It can also be customized to be used in different use cases by changing the medical guidelines with which it compares the patient information. According to the Finnish National Institute for Health and Welfare, the amount of diabetes patients is rapidly increasing. However, even as many as 90% of the cases could be avoided if the population's weight could be kept within normal parameters. In addition, the inability to reach weight loss goals is amongst the main reasons for cancelling and postponing scheduled surgeries. We have created a cognitive web application that monitors the user's dietary preferences and, based on them, makes suggestions taking into account their current daily food consumption and dietary goals. The application was developed in collaboration with healthcare professionals to fulfill the need for a universal solution for dietary guidance. After logging in, we see the current calorie status on the left, used recipes in the middle, and the current weight progress on the right. The aspect of this approach that sets it apart from other solutions is that when you search for recipes, we use a recommendation system, which can be seen here. The system takes into account the user's dietary goals, current consumed nutrients, and personal preferences. It then recommends recipes that the user will most likely be interested in. It can be easily transferred to the user's own recipe list by clicking on it. Then we can mark the food as consumed by selecting Report Foods. Here, the user will select the recipe and consumed amount of portions, verify the date, and specify if they liked it. After clicking Submit, the system will save it, update the consumed calories, and take this into account when making further recommendations to the user. Now the system has also automatically updated the grocery list for the user. Here we can see the user's updated calorie progress. In addition to private usage, the application is also planned to be used by healthcare professionals in monitoring their patients' dietary progress when, for example, preparing for surgery. Strokes are the second most common cause of death across the world, causing 10% of all deaths. According to the World Health Organization, every year across the world, about 17 million people suffer a stroke. One in six people suffers a stroke during his or her lifetime, and one-third of the victims die as a result of the stroke, and one-third face permanent disabilities. The main challenge in stroke patient treatment and the main factor affecting treatment success is delayed initiation of the treatment. In Finland, 60% of the acute treatment costs associated with stroke cases are caused by delayed cases and 40% by non-delayed cases. Delayed cases face more severe disabilities and a higher risk of fatality. In our project, Value from Public Health Data with Cognitive Computing at the University of Jyväskylä, we have created a prototype of a mobile application that is capable of detecting symptoms of a stroke through the use of cognitive computing. It could be used, for example, by people in higher risk of suffering a stroke. The visual recognition part was first approached by using landmarks to track face asymmetry, but we developed an even more accurate way of recognizing asymmetry related to a stroke. This happens in the back end by dividing the facial image in two parts, mirroring them and classifying them separately. Watson visual recognition is then used for classification. In the bottom part of the app poses questions to the user and interprets whether their answers make sense or not, or if their speech is mumbled or unclear. Here, we will present a successful and an unsuccessful attempt at answering the questions.
Rock music. Cycling. Jyväskylä.
The stroke recognition application also measures the user's hand movement whilst he or she holds the phone out with an outstretched arm. Here, we try to recognize stroke symptoms, including weakness in the arms and limited range of motion, and the inability to hold one's hand still whilst it is held level or raised. We start with a quick calibration phase and move on to the first measurement. In this phase, the user has to hold the phone whilst their hand faces downward, relatively still, for 3 seconds. After doing this successfully, the user is instructed to raise their hand to shoulder height and keep it still for 3 seconds. After succeeding in the measurement, the user is instructed to raise their hand above their head and again hold it there. The application vocally informs the user of the successful completion of the test, and the process is then repeated using the other hand.